Hello. Hey, thanks for that clap. Why'd you stop? Yeah. I tell you, there's only one place in San Antonio, nay, the world, where you can experience an introduction like that. That's right here, San Antonio, Texas, 8635 Callahan Road. And she's so interested in what I have to say, she's already checking her HEB receipt over there. Uh-huh. Cool. Well, how's everybody doing? You guys doing all right? What did I talk about last week? Does anybody remember? Talking to God, prayer, communion with God, fellowship with God. Letting God know what's going on. What did we do? What was our little exercise last week? We wrote down our prayers, right? Did you guys keep those with you? Did God answer any of those prayers? Did anybody have their prayer answered? Mike, you had your prayer answered? Not lying to me? Anybody else have their prayer answered this week? Priscilla? I was close. Melissa, you had your prayer answered? Can you tell us what it was? Amen. Okay. All right. Anybody else have their prayer answered? You guys must not be praying enough. All right. I believe that when we pray, God hears us. And he might not answer us that second, but I believe if we continue to pray and continue to believe that God will show himself faithful and that he'll hear our prayers and answer them. So, but tonight, that was last week. Tonight I'm starting a new series. You guys like series? You know what a series is? Series is a progression, something that has more than one thing. So tonight, our series that I'm kicking off is a series on something that I'm learning too. Okay, I'm gonna attempt to talk to you about something that I'm not an expert in. Okay, this is something that I'm continuing to learn, and so I'm trying to share with you some of the things that I'm learning. So as I talk to you tonight, as I share this with you tonight, don't think that I've got it all figured out and I've got this 100% down, okay? This is something I'm learning too, and I'm learning how to use it more and more. And tonight I'm going to talk to you about let's see. No. To talk about the word faith. Faith. Everybody say faith. Everybody say faith. Faith.
Faith.
Anybody beat that?
Faith.
Oh.
Faith. Faith.
I think I have the largest range in here. Can I control it? No. Do I know what to do with it? Absolutely not. But it's big. What is faith? Faith. Believing without seeing. Where do we get the definition of faith? The Bible. Anybody know what the reference is? Hebrews? What's the faith chapter of Hebrews? Hebrews 11. And Hebrews 11:1 tells us this. This is the definition of faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now, is faith something physical? I'm holding this ball here, right? Did everybody see this ball? Right? Now, if I tell you, hey, I have a ball in my hand, does it take faith to believe me? No, because you can see it. This verse is talking about believing in something, believing in things that you don't yet see. But not just believing in them, being certain. You believe so much that there's no way anybody could even talk you out of it. It's so strong, it's as if you had already seen it. You understand what I'm saying? You believe so much that I have this ball that even if you don't see it, you're certain of it. That's what faith is, believing in something you've never even seen. Now, is faith something physical? No, right? Then if it's not physical, what is it? Faith is something spiritual. Faith is something that happens in the spirit part of you. You have three parts of your body, right? Or three parts of you. You have your body. You have lots of body parts, but you have three different parts of you. Cassandra, what's so funny? Somebody take her out. She's too distracting. Take her to her parents. Somebody get Tony and Montyville up here. Okay. It's something spiritual. You have three parts to you. You have the body, the soul, and the spirit. And faith is something that happens in your spirit. That's the part of you. Your spirit is the part of you that when you die, it either is going to burn for eternity in hell or it's going to be in heaven. That's the part of you that never dies. Your body dies, your soul perishes, but your spirit never leaves. Okay? Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and emotions, by the way, if you care. This isn't even in my notes. I just know all this stuff. I think I'm just going to close now, go out on top. Faith is something spiritual. Now, what are some things that we need faith to believe in? Other than God. Other than the Bible. Here's an example for you. If I sit down on this stool, do I need faith that it's going to hold me up? It could break, right? Okay, it didn't break. Thank God. Whenever you sit down in a chair, are you always worried that it's going to break? No, because you know that the chances of a chair breaking are really, really small, right? But there's always that chance that you could just sit down and, you know, it just, you're dead. No. Huh. At my house, we have some really weak chairs. We've had them since, I don't know, since I was a little wee lad. So there have been a lot of butts in them, and they're worn out, okay? So these chairs are just getting old. And the other night, I mean, they're breaking. They're just falling apart, okay? But we know that, who live in my family. So, you know, whenever we sit down, we kind of push the legs together and, you know, make sure it's not going to break. Well, Mike was over at my house the other night, Mike Fernandez, and he didn't know that the chairs were kind of weak, very weak. And, you know, of course, you know, he just sits down, not worrying about it, not even thinking about it. And, you know, he sits down, he's just sitting there, and then the chair kind of breaks. Now, he didn't, like, fall all the way to the ground, almost, but the chair needed to be switched out because we should have thrown it away a long time ago, but we kept it around just because. But you kind of do. You need a tiny little bit of faith every time you sit down, you know. I hope it doesn't break. Okay, it didn't break. Something else you need faith for is, like, if you're driving in your car, like, what is it that's keeping that other car from just swerving into your lane? There's just that little tiny line, right? That little tiny yellow stripe. and you're just flying, both of you just flying down this street, what is it that keeps that guy from just driving into your lane? Huh? No. Just nothing. Just, you just hope. You just pray that every time you get in your car, somebody's not going to just, you know, oh, my cell phone ringing, oh, and like pull into you, right? Think about it. It's kind of scary. If you didn't have faith in that other driver, if you didn't have faith in all those other drivers out there, you would never drive a car. You'd be so freaked out. But we have a little bit of faith that tells us, I'm just believing that this guy isn't going to drive into me. I'm just hoping that this guy is not going to drive into me. We know the odds are kind of slim, but there's always that chance. If you focus on that chance, you'll freak yourself out, and you'll just sit in your driveway. I can't go today because I'm going to like freak out and this guy's going to hit me, right? It takes faith to drive a car. You have to have faith in all these other people. I'm just like, sometimes I'm walking through Walmart and I'm like, I hope I'm not driving next to that guy on the way home. That guy doesn't look like he should be operating a motor vehicle under any circumstances. And he's loading up on like cough syrup and Tylenol PM and rubber chickens. Something else that we need faith to believe in. Jesus, right? How are we saved? We are saved by faith through grace. We're saved by faith. By believing in Jesus is how we're saved. Believing that he's the Son of God, that he died on the cross for our sins. That's how we're saved. Even though we don't have physical proof right here in front of us. You know, I was asking myself, God, why don't you just like post a video on YouTube that like explains everything about you? And like you're on camera and you're like, well, I'm God and, you know, I sent my son Jesus and here's him dying on the cross, and tell us all about yourself, and then everybody would know. Why don't you just do that? And I felt like so suddenly the Lord said, because it wouldn't take faith. And faith is something spiritual. And it's your spirit that needs to be saved. Not your brain. Not the part of your mind that reasons. You know, it's not that, you know, if God just saved our brains, that wouldn't really help us much, because it's our spirit that lives forever, not our brains. Not our mind, will, and emotions. That's going to die. It's our spirit that lives forever. So God wants faith. That's how we're saved, through faith. That part of us, that spiritual part of us, has to take part in a spiritual activity using our faith. What about when you're at Walmart and you're looking at that guy who doesn't look like he should be driving anything, not even that motorized cart he's sitting in, and he's got it full of Tylenol PM and NyQuil and rubber chickens, and you're just looking at him thinking, man, glad I'm not that guy. Glad I'm not that guy's wife. And then you hear the Lord say, I want you to go pray for that guy. What? Where are you, devil? I know your tricks, whispering in my ear to go pray for people. Oh, you're not going to get me again this time, devil. I'm going to show you. Doesn't it take faith to act on when the Lord speaks? Doesn't it take faith to take action when the Lord speaks? I've got some verses on faith. Pretty good stuff, if you ask me. I didn't write it, but I found it on Google. Okay. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to make God happy. Without faith, you can't please God. without having that trust in him that doesn't even make sense to our brain, it's impossible to please him. Another verse, James 2:26. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works or deeds is dead. Faith without action is dead. Does God like dead things? No, of course not. God is life, right? Everything that God is life. God hates dead things. So if your faith isn't being worked, if your faith doesn't have with it actions and deeds, it's dead, James tells us. Faith without works is dead. So God probably wouldn't be happy with our faith if we're not putting it into action. How do we put our faith into action? How about if I'm standing here and I'm preaching you a nice message and you're saying, wow, that's true. Yeah, I believe that. Is that putting your faith into action? No, it's not. What if I stood up here and preached a phenomenal message? Phenomenal. The best message I ever preached on being pure and having purity in your relationships. And you sit there and you're like, yeah, that's pretty good stuff. I agree with that. But as soon as you get home, you act like you never heard it in your life. Is that faith? Is that putting your faith to work? No, because faith without works is what? Dead. It's of no use. So to please God... To please God, we have to be working for him, right? We have to be doing things for him, right? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if faith without works is dead, we need to be working for the Lord, putting our faith into action to please God. We need to be listening to him and doing what he says. Amen. Now, how much faith do you need? A what? Honey mustard? I love honey mustard. How much faith do you need? How much faith do you need to go and heal somebody? Has anybody in here ever walked up to somebody, put their hands on them, and pulled them out of a wheelchair? And then they didn't fall on the ground and was like, what the heck is wrong with you? But they like actually got up and like walked. They were healed. Who in here has ever said or has ever heard, like when you're out and about and you see somebody sick or see somebody with a cane or in a wheelchair and you feel like the Lord says, go pray for them? Has anybody ever heard that? Am I the only one? Yeah, we've heard that before, right? Did you do it? Did you do it? What about you? You did it? Good. I didn't. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith without works is dead. Now, the disciples, they went around healing people, right? Right? They'd see some lame people and they'd go be like, hey, walk. Get up, pick up your bed. That's what the disciples did, right? It wasn't just Jesus healing people, right? I've got a passage for you. It's a story about the disciples. I want you guys to listen to this. It's good. Matthew 17, it's a good book, 14 through 22. It says, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. The man said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire and into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. This man had a sick son. He was having seizures. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen anybody have a seizure, but it's pretty scary. And so the guy goes to Jesus' disciples and says, can you heal him? Can you pray for him? And so the disciples, you know, all 12 of them gather around. You know, they weren't speaking in tongues because they didn't have it yet. So forget what I just said. But, you know, they're praying and they're saying, be healed and blah, 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 blah. And the son is just there and he's still having seizures. And the guy's like, what's wrong with you people? And the disciples are like, take him to Jesus. We don't know. So the guy takes him to Jesus. He's like, please heal my son. Then Jesus says, oh, unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy over here. Basically saying, oh, you disciples, you just can't get anything right. Bring me the boy. Bring me the boy. Let me show you how it's done. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we do it? We tried to do that, and nothing happened. We look stupid. Jesus replied, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Now, think about this. These are the people who are spending time with Jesus. These are the people who are walking and talking and eating with Jesus, seeing him perform all these miracles. And they go and they try to do it, and they don't even have enough faith to do it. We're not talking about raising dead people. We're not talking even about moving mountains. We're just talking about healing. And what does Jesus say? If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains with mustard seed-sized faith. Not tennis ball-sized faith, right? I've got an illustration of a tennis ball up here. No, I've got a picture of some mustard seeds. That's how big a mustard seed is. Just a tiny little thing. That's where we get mustard from. Crunch it up and it turns into mustard. I don't know. It's weird. Now let's compare a tennis ball to a mustard seed. If I can find it. That's how much bigger a tennis ball is than a mustard seed. I tried to find a mustard seed today, but I couldn't find it. I didn't. Sun Harvest, aisle 3. We can all go raid Sun Harvest for mustard seeds after this. But think about how big a tennis ball is, okay? In the grand scheme of things, how big is a tennis ball? It's nothing. It's so super small, right? But compare this to a mustard seed. Mustard seed is minuscule. We think we have to have this big faith to be able to do big things for God. But what Jesus is saying here is, you don't need a lot of faith. You just need some. You just need the tiniest bit of faith, and you can move mountains. Our problem is, when we pray for people, it's like, Lord, I pray you just heal Ben from his leg injury and, you know, make him feel better in Jesus' name. But I know he's probably not going to feel better anyway because, you just probably won't. But if you could, that'd be nice. Right? Or, God, I pray you just give money to the missionaries so they can, you know, travel the world and do everything. But you probably won't, you know. They probably won't get their needs met, but I pray that you would. We have that little thing in the back of our head, right? When we pray, we're not really believing. And that's what faith is. It's believing that God's going to move. Even when it doesn't make sense to believe it. Not believing in your brain, because your brain is physical, but believing in your spirit, that spiritual part of you, that God is going to move, that God's going to change things on your behalf. That's why when we were praying here tonight, for some of you. Have circumstances in your life that are just out of control. When we're praying, we're believing that God's going to move, that God's going to touch those situations and those circumstances. I am. I'm believing 100% because I believe that when I pray, God answers and hears me. And I don't need tennis ball-sized faith. This isn't even very big. Right? Just a tennis ball. I just need a tiny bit. You just need a tiny bit of faith. The tiniest bit. Tiny. It's so tiny. It's like a little tiny, tiny bit. If I had a mustard seed up here, you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even be able to see it. I've got one on my thumb right now, and you can't even see it. Look at how tiny that is. Mustard. So next week, we're going to talk about how you increase your faith. How you build your faith, how you exercise your faith. And we're going to look at some of the great heroes of the Bible who had monstrous faith. Heroes of the Bible who had bowling ball-sized faith, basketball-sized faith. Faith that could move mountains. Okay? So that's what we're going to learn about next week. But first, I'd like to just pray for you guys. So let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Lord, help us to have faith in you and your word. God, forgive us for our lack of faith. Forgive us for not trusting in you. Forgive us for putting our trust in other people. Pray that you would give us the ability to have more faith and to increase our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Sunday, everybody say Sunday. What's Sunday? The first day of the week. What else? High school small groups. Like all the high school students to stand to your feet. Now look around at each other and ask them, are you going to be at small group on Sunday? Six p.m. at Marissa Rogers' house. Okay? If you need the address, come to me and I'll give it to you. All right? All right? We're going to have fun. We'll have some games, a little bit of snacks, and a great time to fellowship. So enjoy yourselves tonight, and we'll see you Sunday. God bless.